Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Today we're visiting with Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller about the Mexican fruit fly and Texas citrus.
Tony, the Lower Rio Grande Valley is a world-renowned powerhouse that brings us quality citrus and a very positive impact on our state's economy. We grow about 650 million pounds of citrus each year in Texas, and that's, even by Texas standards, that's pretty impressive. There's one thing we don't see around our citrus, that's the Mexican fruit fly. This pest attacks more than 40 kinds of fruit, including citrus. In 1927, Mexican fruit flies were first found in Texas.
Well, that's a long time ago. Are they still a problem then?
Well, in 2007, Texas citrus producers, Texas Department of Agriculture, United States Department of Agriculture collaborated to eradicate this costly pest. TDA, we have 14 full-time fly trappers on board. I'm glad to say here today we're able to say the Mexican fruit fly has been declared eradicated from Texas and the United States. Our team used many successful eradication tactics, including surveillance to detect new infestations, followed by baits and sprays, and then the release of sterile male flies. Ongoing use of these tools continues to create a long-term functional barrier to keep Texas free of this pesky fly.
So what's happening today?
Well, in 2015, TDA adopted regulations that streamlined the agency's response to new infestations and strengthened our ability to enforce removal of fallen fruit that could support the pest reproduction. The success of this ongoing joint effort illustrates how TDA partnerships with Texas agriculture.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.